So looking at this morning, says 42% of married couples say they feel their partner has a fear, phobia, or quirk that they have to work around, whether that's as simple as somebody being scared of like a spider or something, so they're always the spider hunter and murderer, or maybe something a little bit more unique. Do you feel that there is a fear, phobia, or quirk of like Stevens that you're constantly having to account for, or maybe he for you more likely?
It's him for me. I have a fear, and I'm terrified of it. I'm afraid I'm going to get possessed by a demon.
Why are you putting a D on the end? Demon.
Demon.
Demon. No, demon.
Demon.
Demon. Why are you putting a D on there?
Demon.
It's not a demon.
It's not a T. Demon.
Demon.
Okay, well, I'm afraid I'm going to be possessed.
By a demon?
By a demon. Or a ghost. I'm afraid ghosts haunt me. And so I don't like watching scary movies.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like Steven to even use the word ghost.
And it freaks you out.
It freaks me out. If he talks about ghosts or if he does something to like freak me out, if I hear a sound in the house and I'm like, what is it? And he'll joke around and be like, oh, maybe it's a ghost. And I get so mad. So now he's started to catch himself and he won't say the G word.
The G word is ghost?
Yeah, or the okay. D word. Demon.
Demon. Why are you putting the D on there? There's no D on the end.
You know what? You are correct on that one. Yeah.
Demon.
Yeah, there is no D on it. I guess I've always called him a demon.
Demon.
I literally was talking about demons last night at my work event, and no one corrected me.
So you're scared of demons and ghosts?
I am ghosts. Afraid of ghosts. I could say ghost. I'm afraid of demons.
Demons.
Yeah.
Demons.
And so I don't like him to talk about them at all.
So... Psychic Tiffany's be on next Thursday.
What
if we talk to her about demons and if she feels like anything's ever like been trying to attach itself to you or...
I think there is. I played with a Ouija board as a child and ever since then, I get weird things that happen to me. Last night I was laying in bed and I felt somebody tap my shoulder and it wasn't Steven because he was laying next to me.
It was your cat.
No, it wasn't. I know what my cat feels like. It was someone pushing my shoulder. I felt it and then I got too afraid to turn around. Remember when I had that terrifying dream that Steven became a demon?
A demon?
And his mom and they killed my cat.
Do you think something's trying to cross over and connect with you?
Yes, and that's why I don't like talking about it.
It's Amy in the Multiverse of Madness. Oh my God.
I'm terrified.
Your fear, phobia, quirk of your partner that you have to work around. I'm sure there's maybe more, but the one that because yesterday I literally did it for, and I don't really even think about it anymore. But when you get a straw from like a drive-through kind of place or a coffee shop or something, now granted straws are becoming less and less prevalent, so this will disappear for me. My wife isn't super fond of like the texture of the paper when they're wrapped up, or if we go to the restaurant, she doesn't
like
the paper.
Feeling of that either.
So I am the resident like straw opener in our family. And so whether it's one straw, two straws, three straws, even if I don't have a drink, I just kind of now at this point, I mean, we've been married like 10 years now. So I don't even think about it. I just will grab the straw and I'll open it for everybody because she doesn't like the paper. So that's one that comes to mind. I just did it yesterday. And now it'll be super weird though, because like we had a work lunch yesterday. You and a couple mm-hmm. of people in the office and a guy that we work with. When those straws came, I like found myself like reaching for them and having to like stop and be like, that would no
to help
stop.
Everybody.
I was going to like open all your straws for you because it was in my head.
But that's nice. How caring.
You wouldn't think it's a little weird in the era of the coronavirus or even if that had never happened, if I like opened your straw for you and was like, here you go, Amy.
I mean, I would think it's a little weird, but I also would be like, wow, very kind. Thank you.
Your fear, phobia, quirk of your partner that you kind of work around. And maybe at this point, it's just like instinct. What do you see in Amy K?
Somebody said, it's really weird, but my wife is always afraid to take the garbage out. She thinks something is going to happen behind the dumpster. She has a fear of it. So if she's bringing it out, she always wants me to go with her. Or most of the time, it's just me bringing it out. And somebody else said, my girlfriend has, I can't say that word, mesophonia or whatever, and you can't eat anything loud around her unless she's eating too. And I actually have that too. I hate people. If I can hear you chew, if I can hear you gulp, anything like that.
I've never seen that word before. Mesophonia?
Yeah.
Mesophonia?
It makes me, hearing your mouth noise, not yours, but like anybody's slurping, chewing, chomping, gulping, It makes me so mad inside. I am like a little baby Hulk. And I want to fight people. And if Steven starts smacking his lips or something, I give him those eyes. I dart him. And he knows. And he goes, oh, sorry, am I chewing too loud? And I just look at him. Like the other day, he was eating macaroni and cheese like he was eating soup.
I will tell you this, like, baby Groot is pretty cute. If they made a baby Hulk, that would be adorable.
There
I would
has
love to
be.
See that. That would be so sweet.
They don't have one yet?
I don't think so. It'd be super cute, though. Baby Hulk. You got some sort of quirk, fear, phobia of your partner that you're obviously working around all the time, just helping them out. Nelly Furtado, Say It Right first. Playhouse in the Morning, why not 8-4? It's Playhouse, why not 8-4? Flush the Format Friday, talking about that quirk, phobia, fear that significant other has that you kind of just have to work around and account for in your relationship. Hello.
Okay, my husband is completely freaked out by bees, like completely terrified. Look, when we were first dating, we went out to a picnic, and there was a bee that came around and wanted to drink the soda. You know, they try and get in the soda can.
Yep, yep.
He just flipped out. I thought he was kidding, you know, like, ha, 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 you know, ooh, there's a bee. But it's really real. Like, he was ready to get in the car and go home. It was really kind of funny, but kind of sad, too. I mean, man up, dude.
I think just, like, bugs, bees, that's a common one for people. There are some people where they see any of that stuff, and it's like, game over. They're getting away from that bug.
Yeah, they can't be around it. It freaks them out too much. Ugh. I would say, you know, I was trying to think of if any Steven's afraid of anything, and he is. It's heights. And now that really doesn't ever affect our day-to-day life, except when we went to Orlando and we went to Universal.
Expose.
And the rides, and there were some roller coasters that I wanted to go on.
He said no.
Yeah, he said no, and he goes, but I'll wait for you if you want to go on it. Yeah, I want to go as a solo rider.
Have fun, honey. Bye.
But we did have those fast passes, so I guess I could have, but I still would have just been by myself. That's not fun.
Yeah, I kind of get him on that one. I'm not a huge ride person either.
Really?
Like, yeah, because I'm convinced every once in a while, and it's not often, but every once in a while I see that story like a roller coaster that gets like stuck upside down or somebody flung out of it. I'm like, that's going to be
me. The drop one. That happened in Orlando the day we got there.
I'm not doing it.
At Iconic, at the park, whatever that was, right by our hotel. That was terrifying.
I remember seeing that story and going, boy, I sure hope that wasn't Amy.
No, yeah, that wasn't us. But he can do some roller coasters, just not high ones. Can you do any?
Yeah, as long as I don't want to go high, I don't want to go upside down, I don't be twirling around, just like a basic, you know, like a children's roller coaster.
Yeah.
Real basic one would be fine.
Like just like a nice train ride.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah. Mm. Especially if it's like multicolored and doesn't even need seatbelt because it's so simple.
Yeah. That's not fun at all.
Do you have a quirk phobia, something like that you have to work around because your partner has this? What are we seeing for text ones? Amy Kay.
Somebody said, I am terrified that there's always going to be someone behind the shower curtain, and I'm afraid that they'll be hiding back there waiting to attack me while I'm vulnerable on the toilet. My husband knows this, and so our rule is to always keep the shower curtain open when you're not using it. Someone else said, I wouldn't call it a fear, but flour makes me cringe. So if we have to do any type of cooking that involves flour, I can't do it. It makes me so uncomfortable to touch. So my husband has to do that.
So your partner has this fear phobia. And because of that, you kind of work around it for them because you love them. Grab a few more of these. 237 Etsy, Texas, 35270. Tweet, snap at 194 Playhouse. Same things if you got yourself a Flush the Format Friday pick. It's Beautiful Soul, 194 Morning Playhouse. It's Playhouse, Y94, Flush the Format, 7:30 in the morning, zero, Amy K. Talking about that fear, phobia, quirk that your partner has. They kind of work around because you love them. What do we got, Amy?
Someone said, Styrofoam absolutely grosses me out, and I can't stand the sound or the way it feels, and my significant other opens any packages that I have that have it and have to leave the room. Someone else said, my fear is flowers. They creep me out, living organisms that look like aliens. Fake flowers are okay, but the real ones, I'm going to keep a distance from them.
What was yours again? You have one with cotton. That's
cotton
sort of
balls.
Like the styrofoam one. Does Steven ever have to work around that for you on your behalf?
I'm trying to think. I did need to do something, but I made him touch the cotton balls. But no, usually we get the cotton rounds. I can touch those.
Okay, that
the
one
cotton,
you can
like,
handle.
Pads, the cotton rounds. I just don't like cotton balls. And then thinking of taking a cotton ball and stretching it, and that just gives me, ooh, I have goosebumps thinking about that. I don't like that. I don't like the sound it makes. It does have a weird, like,
sound. The ripping of cotton.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Like the God's fluffy, the pillow of heavens you have a problem with.
I hate it. And then, you know, as a child, too, you're like preschool, kindergarten, when you're younger, they all have you use those for arts and crafts. I was like, I do not want to touch this. Get this away from me.
Let me ask you this. Cotton candy, same thing?
I don't like cotton candy. I won't. And that's the same thing, how you rip it off like that, that tearing. You know what I'm talking about? And like how it like pulls and some stays together and some doesn't. Ooh, I don't like that.
Do we have any in here? I want to see how you react to it. Actually, I think I know where to find some. Because we,
you
don't we have a bunch
have
of
cotton balls?
We have a bunch of weird Christmas decorations in this closet here. So I bet you that you know there's cotton in
I
there
don't
for like
think
fake
there is.
Snow.
Not see, like that stuff isn't bad, but yeah, it does still freak me out, but not as much as cotton balls. I hate taking off nail polish or anything like that.
I'm going to send an office-wide email. Anybody got some cotton balls? Want to do a social experiment?
Nobody has cotton balls on them.
Well, like you said, makeup. Maybe somebody does their makeup here at work or something like that. Maybe.
Maybe.
You got a fear, phobia, quirk your partner has that you kind of work around, Ello?
Well, my husband's kind of a wuss. He passes out when he gets shots or blood drawn. So I take him to pretty much every medical appointment and warn the staff. That's just, yeah. Otherwise, it's game over.
I almost feel like you're warning them about your child. Like, just so you know, he gets a little bit nervous, but he'll be okay. I'm going to stand here with him, hold his hand.
Anytime he gets a shot or blood drawn, he passes out and she's calling him a wuss. Like, what? I think you need to be a little nicer to your husband.
I don't really like stuff like that either, but I just warn the people myself. Like, just so you know, I'm not going to look. I'm going to close my eyes. I don't want to know this is happening.
I know. That's how I am, too. I always say, listen, I really hate it. But then is there anyone who really likes getting shots and needles and anything?
I'd be a little concerned. As a medical professional, I'd be a little concerned if the person was just like, can't wait for my shot.
I'm really excited for this.
I feel like we might need to run some additional tests on you, sir. Just make sure you're not on anything, probably. Hey, group therapy in a couple of minutes on the Playhouse. Playhouse family member Tasha has a daughter that she thinks might be a little young for something she'd like to do. Playhouse family poll for here shortly. It's Outkast and Flush the Format Friday. The Way You Move, 194 Morning Playhouse, 7:33 in the morning.